The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
your ass. Hey, watch it.
You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethro Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 3 hours, Jethro Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertainable,
merchantable, perfect, whimsical. This is what we call Jethro Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Alrighty, this is the Jethro Silverwing Show. Today is March 4th, 2008. And it's 7:03 here on the West Coast. And here we are. We're here for to waste another 3 hours of your Tuesday night. With me, as always, is my love, my girl, my main squeeze. The woman in my life. The honey in my exceedingly bitter tea. My... Milk Magenta Silverwing!
Hail and greetings.
It's like a broken record.
You see, he picks on me for that.
I have to.
Consistency.
Yes. With us tonight, because EQ Tuesday suffered at the hands of the electric company, and I don't mean, you know, hey, you guys! Of course, the kids have absolutely no idea what I'm talking about. With us tonight is Xanadai.
Hello.
We stole her.
We stole her.
We have stolen her away from the Delmon.
All right. I have to make some comments.
Uh-oh.
Comments. Number one. This tea is apprehensible. I had to put so much honey in this stuff in order to drink it. I may as well be drinking the honey with a little bit of tea in it.
You're going to have to send me some of that so I can try it.
I mean...
Because
I will find you something else as soon as I can get over to a decent store, you know.
All right, you know what, though? I will admit, and big props to Princess Win-Win, who recommended this stuff to us. I've just been sipping this stuff for the last half hour. My voice is 100% better right now. I don't think it'll be... singing any songs tonight because, well, perfectly honest, last week I tried and my voice broke and I wasn't the same for another week. So I'm not going to be trying that right now. But a little bit later on in the show, we do have a brand new song because I was being a total masochist and decided to sing a song. Well, these things happen. I mean, I get an idea. As most of my EverQuest songs do, it came from a real gaming experience. And I had the lyrics in my head, or at least I had the chorus in my head. And I had to write it down, and I had to do it right away. And I like the way it came out. I think maybe once my voice is 100%, I may re-record it. Because I realized that my voice was broken during it. And a bit off-key in a few places. But at least I can say, well, I got it recorded, right?
True, and you're always re-recording stuff anyway, so...
I am. Just because. Alright, what am I doing here? Here am I. Here's what I'm doing. I'm turning off the game volume. There we go, because it's very confusing. Here I am hearing my background music for the show, and I'm also hearing the background music for my house. And yes, Delmon commented, broke as in Peter Brady style. Perhaps. Because everyone knows when it's time to change, and it's time to change. Do your heart and what you want to be. Sing it, Sanity! You're supposed to go,
I don't. I don't sing.
All right. Yes, you do. I've heard you sing. I've heard you sing. I have recordings. I have recordings. And I have
that
a broadcast.
No one will.
And I have a broadcast. Ice. I smell the sweet smell of blackmail. No, I promised you that no one would ever hear them.
You won't.
I will not share them. I haven't even shared them with Eloquent.
Shared what with me?
See, now, uh-oh. If you would have been paying attention, if you would have been paying attention, you would have known that I have MP3s
of Xanadai singing.
Really?
By the way, Xanadai, your character has logged out. Apparently, the Jarthus Wace is having some problems this evening. People who are... They're lagging out like crazy, and when they do finally try to leave or whatever, they're getting kicked, going link dead, whatever, and then it's taking forever for the character to actually log out of the game so the person can log back in.
Well, the problem is, you just said, you know, you noticed I logged out. I'm standing right here in the waste and watching my scroll box go by. Can't type anything. If I do, it doesn't come up. I've returned home 3 times. Nothing happens.
Oh, no.
And doesn't I sound like the waste is a good place to be tonight. Huh?
No, that's what I'm trying to get
absolutely
out.
Absolutely not. No,
but my biggest issue is I can't find out of the game where to go send in the help ticket
now
to get out of this.
They put something in EQ1 a few years ago that I think would really work well in a situation like this in EQ2. That is a button that says, you know, in your character select screen, return home. They did that in EQ1 because so many people, you know, in EQ2, you don't leave a corpse. Well, in EQ1, you do. And so many people were complaining about, you know, losing their corpses in big raid zones and stuff like that, that are simply impossible to, you know, go back, you know, if you go link dead and you can't get back all night long. You can't get, you know, you can't log in there or you can't get back in and try to retrieve your corpse. So they put a button in here, return home. And you wait a few minutes, it says processing or whatever, and then when you actually log into the game, you're home. It returns your character to its, it does not return you to your bind point, though. It returns you to your hometown. Which in EQ1 could actually be a bad thing. Can you imagine if Jethel had returned to Kellethan at the wrong time? All right. So that's what's going on in the Jarthus Waste at this point. Apparently, this is happening to a lot of people. And so, if you have any plans to go to the Jarthus Waste tonight.
Don't do it.
My blood's boiling at this point, and I can't get out.
Oh, but you're sexy when your blood's boiling.
Alrighty. So we have some... I have notes. We actually decided to get organized this week, and I have notes.
I'm impressed.
Yes. And let me find some... let me find some music for this. Elkin, have you, of course, live update 43 went live today. For those of you who use the Kithacor, UI, my UI, I have just uploaded the update. to EQinterface.com. Should be available probably within the hour. Let me see if they've released it yet. Yes, it is ready. You see, once you upload a file to EQ Interface, they usually wait like an hour so they have a chance to scan it for viruses and stuff like that. But I think I'm on some kind of a list going, hey, this guy knows what he's doing. You know, just let it go. But, yeah, the interface is ready to go. So you can go ahead and go to EQ2Interface.com. And at this point, I'm right at the top of the list at the latest updated UIs. And you can go ahead and download it. The only major, the only real major change that I had to fix was to the new loot window, because there's some new looting stuff going on. And what the heck was it? Oh yeah, if you're using EQ2 maps, that mapping system, it's not going to work at this point. So that may be issues as well.
I didn't have any problems with it.
Okay, well, maybe the change they made was cosmetic. They do that occasionally. I didn't actually go in. I just saw that they did something to the EQ2 maps file, and I just removed it. I mean, it's not my UI. You know, it's not my add-on. I'm not going to touch it. I'll wait for them to fix it. But if it was just a cosmetic change, then it's not going to do anything. So if it works, it works. Great. Let's see now. I'll find some music here.
I haven't been able to really test it yet. It's a little confusing. I mean, from what I read, you should be able to go into your group options and, you know, right now I've got it set for looting method, need before greed, on anything legendary or above. So supposedly if I read everything right, anything below legendary that comes up will be a round robin, I'm hoping. If not, then I need to play with this, and I read it wrong.
I have no idea.
But I like that, and I haven't found a sparkly yet to try
try the new sparkly loot. Now, what
that
is it?
That I have done.
Okay, so what is it? You loot a sparkly, and it will, and you can set it to announce in the group what you what
no,
it is.
No, it just does it. I don't think there's any setting it. It does it every time. It's pretty much when you harvest one, it'll pop up just like you do a treasure chest. It'll have...
Oh, I see. All right.
Yeah, it'll have decline, you know, the button for rolling on it. Just like you would open a treasure chest.
You know, if there's one thing worse than this tea when it's hot, is when it's ice cold. Oh.
Oh, yeah, it's not good when it's cold. Do you want to warm up?
Not right now. We'll see how my voice goes. But, yeah, I do need to start drinking this stuff to get my voice back. I mean, this is the longest I've had issues with my throat.
I need to get over to a natural food place and get you something decent. That was just something sort of to, you know, tie you over until I could.
Well, that's okay. I'm just gonna open my ale. Here we go. Get some carbonated ale. For people who are interested, the video Braille's Magic Keg is for ale is just one step away from being completed.
Yep, we just need to put a little blurb. A little blurb, not great big huge graphics. Sorry, hon. I thought it was funny, though.
Yeah, we're going to put a little blurb on there at the very end. Thank you very much to Sony Online Entertainment, EverQuest 2. Thank you for not suing our asses.
Something like that.
And yay rock.
Yay rock. Oh, we can put that at the very end.
Yeah.
Yay rock!
Yay rock.
There we go. Okay, I'm going to change my music here. Let's see. I'm going to change the music.
Okay, they've given a suggestion on how to fix this, so we'll see if it works.
All right.
And the suggestion is?
To go in and start deleting files.
Oh, boy.
Start deleting files?
It sounds like...
Oh, and make it repatch?
This came from the GM. True Flight sent it in and got an immediate response, so we're going to try this. And I'll let anybody know if it works.
Okay, well, while you're trying that, we're going to go ahead and make a little announcement here. For those of you who recognize the music, of course, let me turn it up a little bit there. I'm now playing the theme song from the Dungeons & Dragons movie. We have a sad event in the world of role-playing games today. I hope I'm pronouncing this name correctly. Gary Gygax? Gygax? Something like that? The creator of Dungeons & Dragons has passed away today at the age of 69. Of course, there are geeks everywhere going, 69! But, yeah.
So, can we have a moment of silence? Yeah. I mean, this is the father of D&D.
This is the father of role-playing games.
There it is.
He's the father of role-playing games, and we're gonna observe a moment of... well, I'm just going to play the music here, but we're going to shut up for a little while, and we're going to observe a moment of silence for the father of role-playing games. Father of role-playing games has died tonight, or this morning, I should say.
Dolman's got a thing in the chat on how to say his name.
Gygax. All right.
There you go.
All right. Gary Gygax. And Dave Arison created the game in 1974, without which the worlds of Norrath, Azeroth, and Warhammer would certainly be much different, even if they existed at all without Dungeons and Dragons. So sad news in the world of role-playing games, I should say. I was actually I rushed home today and I tried very hard to find a sound file of dice being rolled. And I was going to plan a 21 die salute, but I couldn't find it in time. So, oh well. All right. Well, sad loss in the world of role playing games. Now, what else do I have in my notes here?
Did you already go through all the dingage?
No, not yet. Xanadi, any...
Good lord, we've got tons of dingage.
Yes, I know that. Xanadi, any luck logging in yet?
No, I'm still deleting files.
Still deleting files.
They want me to delete something that I can't find.
What are you looking for?
They want me to delete the login catch and the login catch US. And I found the login catch US, but there is no... there's no file in here that is just login catch.
All right, let me see if I can find it. Pull up my
is it just an empty folder?
It will be when I'm done with it. No, but it's when you go into your EQ2 directory, there's all sorts of them in here. Help files, layouts, the login catch US.
Cache.
Yeah.
It is a directory directly under EverQuest 2. So there's a login cache US and there should be a login cache. It should be a directory. I got it on mine.
Yeah, it is.
So they're saying delete those two directories and let the patch take care of them again?
Yeah, and then run a systems scan.
And do a...
To redo them. I have a login one, and then I have one just labeled cache, but that's it.
Hmm.
That's interesting too.
Right. Well, while you're working on that, we have a ton of dingage. You know, normally here we try to do the ding of the night, but God, I'm telling you, we got a list here, just from the Legion of Kefigor.
And Theo just did it.
Yep, Theo. So we're going to hold off on the actual ding sound until I finish the list here. So let's
we need
here.
A gong.
Yeah. So Theo Festus just dinged to 110 achievement points. Let's see what else we got here. I'm going to save the big ones for the end. Venok dinged 106 achievement points. Danger, level 40 Sage. Sweetie Pie, 127 achievements. True Flight, 135 achievements. Daniela, 112 achievements. Yulium, 140 achievements. That's maximum, isn't it?
140, yes.
Oh, excuse me. So Yulium maxed out in achievement points. Aferis is a now a level 45 paladin. Elquingena. Pardon me. Elquingena, level 79 ranger. I'm going to butcher this name. Waino, level 32 ranger. Give me an abbreviation on someone's name here. Let me see. Drisharia. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. Drisharia has received 121 achievement points. Skyheart is telling us in the chat channel that she hit 65 recently. Skyheart, congratulations. Sweeney Toad. Level 29 Carpenter and level 27 Monk. And of course, we also have a few new people to the Legion of Kithacor. Anazira is Arizona backwards. And Tyrek are just cruising through the levels faster than we can possibly ding them. Let's see, what else we got here? The Dio Scurry Guild on Crushbone hit level 55 last night. Let's see what else we got here. And the big ones. Elidwan is now a level 80 monk and level 80 tailor. Congratulations, that's real nice. And of course, to top it all off,
Xanadai has made level 80 monk.
Congratulations, Xanadai, made level 80 monk today. And by accident, I understand.
Yes, I didn't realize I was turning in a quest and my finger hit the button. And it was all it took.
Well, congratulations to everyone. And let's go ahead and give them a big old... some big old ding-itch here. Ding. Alright, there's a lot of dingage going on. Come on, baby, whole lot of dingage going on. Hey, I've got mail.
Someone sent me mail.
I'm going to check it out, see who sent me mail. Maybe it's a secret admirer. Let's see, who is it? Tyrek. Just wanting to know when I'm going to post any of my new shows on podcasts. And no, I didn't, I did not plan that. Sounds like I'm trying to plug my own show.
No.
No, that was a real email I just got. So. But yes, I do post new podcasts. I was not able to find time to do last week's during the week here. I will be doing them soon. I will say soon. because the rest of the week here, I'm pretty much getting ready to go. Going to the summit. Going to the summit, and I'm gonna meet Delmon.
He's gonna leave me here at home all alone.
Damn, Skippy.
You can stay and talk to me, Al.
Wait.
Okay.
We'll have more fun than them.
Well, whatever you do,
baby.
Whatever you do, make sure you videotape it because I want to watch.
I knew that was coming.
You kidding me? I'll post it on the site.
No, we charge.
Yeah.
Put little pay sites on there.
Half goes to the guild, half goes to us.
Exactly. Us.
And of course, anyone from the from the Claymore Coalition, we had a fantastic time at the Festival of Love. The Festival of Illiteracy.
It was fun.
It was fun. We had a great time. The auction was great.
Yes, it was. I unfortunately did not get to stay for the entire thing, but it was.
But you got sold.
I slipped out.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
No thanks to you, by the way.
Yes. Yeah, so, see, one of the wonderful things about that auction was you could nominate people to be auctioned, whether they wanted to be auctioned or not. And I put Xanadi's name in. And she got bought by Phylock. She got bought. But...
What? You went for the most.
I took the most money. That may have something to do with the fact that I stripped while I was being auctioned. Jethel was Jethel was letting it all hang out for all the ladies to see.
And it hung out quite far. You can't help it.
But of course...
And how much did you go for?
5.5, was it?
Yeah.
Yes.
5.5 plat. Mm-hmm. And who bought me?
Some chick on a warg, I think. I don't know.
Elquin bought me for 5.5. Damn it, I wanted to be, you know, one of those Karen chicks were kind of cool. You know?
They were hot.
But think of the hairball.
He's into... No, I'm not going to say
that. He had hairy balls? What?
No. Well, it looks like the round robin is working really good.
All right.
There's a sparkly. I gotta try it.
Sparkly!
And this is gonna be, like, totally great, because, like, when I've gone out with Ullman, and, yeah, a second. Just green. We usually let him pick every sparkly up, because this way nobody's running off and bringing back friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then, at a certain part during the thing, we, you know, he rolls them all off. Even if he needs them, he rolls them off. He joins the roll, and so it works. It works out really great. But I love this new one because this way everybody gets a chance, and you know, and if nobody needs it, then it's round robined off.
Now, True Flight just mentioned something. Well, what happens if you know you're all hunting and stuff like that, and I turn around and loot a sparkly or whatever, and we now have to wait for everyone to either decline it or whatever. I mean, it's just going to take time.
It's the same thing as looting anything else. A chest. When you loot a chest, everybody has to either decide if they want to be in on the roll or not. So what's the difference?
I think it's something we'll get used to. It might take some time now.
Yeah,
you know,
I
as with anything, there's going to be good points, there's bad points about it.
Sorry about that. I turned off my mic. I'm sneezing again. Spring is coming. It's getting warm. And
I've seen robins. That's a sure sign.
And not just round robins?
No. Real
Maybe
robins.
It's his tea. That's it. You're allergic to your tea.
Oh, damn you, tea!
Good boy.
Okay.
Listen to the Jethel Silverwing Show and hear Jethel snuff.
I'm loading, but I'm not loading back into the waste. I'm loading into South Kinos.
That's good.
Really?
It's but I don't know why.
Well, maybe that cache file stores where you were last. I don't know.
Well, they may be closing down the Wastes.
Oh, yeah, that could be. That could be.
Do what?
That could be. They could be taking down the Wastes and putting you back to your spawn point.
That's true, because her spawn point is South Kino.
Well, there you go.
That's what I think. I think they made a sweep of the zone. I don't know if anybody's out in the Wastes there at all.
I hit return home earlier.
Well, maybe that finally kicked in.
Don't know. God.
Right. Oh, I think it's fixed.
Now my phone's ringing. Why is my phone ringing? I guess Elle couldn't pick up the phone. Oh, come on. If I'm not coughing, I'm sneezing. What the heck?
It's called being sick.
I'm not sick, though. The sneezing is just going to be for the, springtime. I have allergies. Unfortunately, I don't think I have any allergy pills. I'll have to go out and get some. Ugh.
We are fixed.
Good, good.
At least for now. And of course, Ben is asking if I want to go back to the jungle.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, I'm not going back to... And not have that happen again.
Phone solicitors. I like to kill them.
Keevan.
I am not very patient with phone solicitors. I am just very downright rude. They never say my last name right. It's like, who are you and what the hell do you want? I don't know who you are. Let's talk. Okay, fine. You're a phone solicitor. Go away. Oof. I'm not nice. I know some people out there probably do it as a living. I did it for a while, too. I know what a pain in the ass it is. But, I'd rather go flip burgers at McDonald's and never do that again. I'm so serious. I hate it.
Well, I completely understand that.
So, anyway, what did I miss since I had to go take care of that?
Just a bunch of sneezing, basically.
We got these phones from the gnomes, and they're good, but, I really don't... Norathian, Borthen's Guild or something like that. It's like, no, go away.
Alright. Let's see what I also got in my notes here. So we had lots of dingage.
Dingage. Ding, ding, ding.
Let's see. We're going to be randomly talking about the update today. Well, we've talked about most of it already.
I like the mannequins.
Yeah, there's some frog luck mannequins out.
I haven't... I mean, Kriyama can make them now. So that's going to be fun. It takes one of those rare leathers, but... I sent you one.
Send me one what?
A mannequin.
Yes, I know. It's in my house.
What did you do with it?
I did evil things with it.
I thought so.
Put it next to his bed.
Mm-hmm.
Put it next to my bed, Painted a little smiley face on it.
Yep, there's frog lock mannequins now as of today. Mm-hmm. There is dwarf mannequins, but...
Oh, there are.
There's the kicker. They're only Legends of Norath loot cards.
But you gotta be joking.
I am totally and completely serious. They're coming out with the new... Inquisition set.
Yeah, I'm not going to be covering that Inquisition set. But anyway. By the way, just for the hell of it, I wanted to take a look at how much these things cost. Do you realize a box set of these damn things costs $100?
Yes.
And you don't get anything physically?
Yes.
What? You just said yes, we get something. What?
No, I said... I'm agreeing with you that we don't get anything.
If I'm spending $100 for something...
What do you think Delma and I have been yelling about this whole time? You get nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Well, what the hell?
Now you know why he was so excited when I sent him the Snow Bunny hat card that I made. He's the only one out there with a physical card.
Oh, well. Anyway.
You get absolutely nothing. And there's not even...
tangible electrical property.
There's not even anything that says you're going to get a loot card in that entire box.
No.
Exactly. Yeah.
They say the average is you get one loot card between every... What was it? What did I read? Seven and nine cards?
I think it's every...
Between seven and nine?
Nice.
Yeah, it must be because I heard eight, so...
I don't know. I just don't get it. I don't think there's anything to get, to be perfectly honest with you.
I mean, well, you got your eyeballs.
Well, yeah, but... And that's fun and all, but... For $100 for a set of those things? All I can say is, what the hell? Jerry Seinfeld on acid. My fingers look like people! Who are these people? Now I'm starting to cough again. Oh, yeah, I'm having a great time here. Jethel Silverwing Show. Jethel is coughing and sneezing and otherwise looking plague-ish. A general plague theme going on. Having a great time. Yeah, baby. All right. You know what we're going to do? Because I know some people do have to, do things. I mean, this is the, a work week and stuff like that. So I'm going to go ahead and we're going to set up a musical montage here. Of course, featuring the new song, among other things. So we're going to have the new song and we're going to just roll with a musical montage for a little bit here. Take a little bit of a break. Maybe find a hanky. We will, by the way, people in the Claymore Coalition or whoever, it was begged of me, and I mean begged, people were sending me tells, because they know I do 3D character modeling and stuff like that through the Poser program, and they begged me to put up pictures of what Elquin was going to do with Jethel now that he's been bought. So if you go to kithacore.org, check out the gallery, and in the mature gallery area, there are two pictures. And ladies, you can see Jethel naked.
Woohoo!
In all his glory.
Hanging all over the place.
All over the place. I mean, you'd be tripping over it, yeah.
There's still one thing we can talk about, but you were going to do it later.
What's that?
Oh, well, if you look at the notes, it's the last stuff on the notes.
We'll cover that after we come back.
Okay.
Otherwise, we're not going to have anything to talk about in the next hour. We can't cover everything right now.
You sure?
Well, I could, but then I'm just going to put on a bunch of music and go to bed or something.
Can we come?
Sure.
Come on, Zan.
Zan and Elquin are welcome in my bed anytime. Of course, Elquin comes to my bed every night. But, Zan, you want to come out to the West Coast? I'll pay for your plane ticket.
I told you about the whole plane thing.
I know. You don't like planes.
But take a look. I'm standing right in front of you. At the lovely new frock I have.
Oh, just that is frock. Nice. I wouldn't call it a frock, really, but... yeah.
I'm excited enough to call it a frock.
Oh, wait, but you use the... old models, so let me switch to the old models.
I use Nansoga. I use the regular, just...
So I see what you're seeing. Let's take a look here. Oh, yes, that is nice.
This is one of the noogies just came out today with the update.
You realize the back of this thing is all shredded, right?
Yep.
No, I like it.
It is a Dragon Slayers.
Can you go ahead and link that in the chat channel so people can take a look at it. I like it. It looks good.
I'm ecstatic with it. There's two new ones.
I like it. It looks good. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and take a little bit of a music break here. And a new song coming up. Here you go, folks. Brand new song.
Sir! Sir!
What do you want?
Sounds of swords clashing on shields. Mass hysteria. It's mayhem out there.
That can mean one of two things.
What's that, sir?
Either there's a horde of rampaging orcs attacking the camp, or Chethel has released a new song!
Expecting this. There's a path as it's staring me down. I'm not able, though sneaking away like a horse in a stable. How did a simple quest for fame and glory end up like this? Oh, I just died in the fence tonight. Took a fatal blow to the head. I just died. Beating like this, my spells and arrows are bucked and missed. Oh, the tank went down, then they turned at me, and I fell again. Oh, I lost my will, and I lost my gold. For many wounds, this is getting old. Oh, I love the night, and I love the fight. Bring it one more time. It was a raiding night, we gathered the team, ready to fight, but it all went bad, enthusiasm's gone, got a sword to my head, what I gained is gone. Oh, I just died in the fence. Tonight, took a fatal blow to the head. I died in the fence tonight.
mess now, and now I've got this big old keg, but I don't drink. So what am I supposed to do with it? Gotta be good for something. Brown's Magic Keg is really, really neat.
For ale!
I've dressed it up so I can rest my feet.
But it's for ale!
A tablecloth would look nice.
In ale.
A pitcher of tea with ice.
For ale!
A cozy place for me to store my dice.
In ale! Brown's Magic Keg is for ale. Brown's Magic Keg is for ale. Drink it all night, getting dizzy and pale. But you're doing it all wrong!
It's my keg! I'll do with it whatever I want!
Yeah, but... Oh, all right.
I'm glad I finished up that pesky quest.
It's for ale!
Maybe cut a door, make a closet for my vest.
For ale! Oh, sorry!
Make a hot tub to relax.
But...
A place to store my axe. Build a chair so I can rest my tail.
Ale! Brown's Magic Keg is for ale. Brown's Magic Keg is for ale. Not to store weapons, cheese, or mail. Ale, ale, ale.
Dwarf, look, you lush.
Look, you can't make it into something that it's not.
But why can't you just lay off the ale for a minute and help me?
I'm a dwarf.
Not every dwarf is a drunk.
Oh?
What?
Them's is fighting words. Ready, drunks?
Ready.
Yo.
Hey.
Let's sing it. Brown's Magic Keg is for ale. Brown's Magic Keg is for ale. Up all night, getting dizzy and pale. Ale, ale, ale. Ale, ale.
Just wait 1 minute.
Oh, what?
I know that you dwarves do more than drink.
Huh, you lie. Stop lying.
You, Copper Shot.
Hey.
You own your own business.
Well, yeah, but it's a bar.
And you, Iron Mallet.
Huh?
You're a respective craftsman.
Yeah, true, true.
And Grubbin, you're a guard boldly defending the city of Kinos.
What was that again? Oh, but Cheez-It, what do you think gives them that courage? Huh?
Son of a...
Brown's Magic Keg is for ale. Brown's Magic Keg is for ale. In cities, forests, or boats making sail. Ale, ale, ale. Ale, ale, ale. Brown's Magic Keg is for...
Brown's Magic Keg is for...
Brown's Magic Keg is for...
Level 60 Ranger, and I've got time to blow. At 4 o'clock, I gotta tune right in and hear what's going on. Who's smarter than a Delmon, huh? Take a good look around. Hey, Delmon, hey, Delmon, on EQ Tuesday. Why do you feel me toggling dead when you come on to play? Your group contempts, you gotta take a drink, and when you're raiding side by side, you're cutting wood and pulling roots while they all fell down and died. Hey Delmon,
hey
Delmon, looking for a bonus tank. You're in the desert, you're in the woods, in the ocean soaking wet. You love to have that dark ward mount drop right in your lap. 500 kills without any loot, I swear he's gonna snap. Hey Delmon, hey Delmon, an autograph for me. I haven't been excited like this since I hit level 3. I remember it well, I was fighting a scarecrow and almost wound up dead. You look kind of like a ratty clothes and a great big melon head. Hey Delmon, it's time for me. The sun's going down and you're running out of stuff to discuss on your show. You've come a long way, remember back when you were just a noob. And now you've got a song and play it while you broadcast in the nude. Took up swords, how long we'd last, and would it unite every race and every class? Would we stand side by side? Would the cities fall if the gods went Uber? Yeah, yeah, they'd smash our gates. Yeah, yeah, they'd walk. Would the look on our face do justice to the feelings we'd feel? Wide-eyed, could we really believe what we were seeing as they ransacked our place to turn a profit? Yeah, yeah, they kill our guards. Yeah, yeah. They camp us good.
Oh my God!
Oh, here they come again!
Wild gods could raid like us. All geared up with Uber bucks. How we all get candles snuffed when the gods come loot our homes. They pick their teeth with our. Take their thrones, gank all the loot within our halls, then pack it up and go home. Our gates, yeah, yeah, they'd warm us good.
Oh no, here they come!
But if gods could raid like us, all geared up with Uber buffs, all we'd all get candles snuffed when the gods come loose. Alone, if not, we're all surely boned.
There was this guy who rode on through danger to save his little friend. And when his deed was done there, he turned and fell right into a steep pit. His friend just rolled his eyes. That pit had always been there. Once there was this knoll who cut right up each morning and tried to charge the gates, and when the guards would see him, they ran their swords right through his body. They simply can't believe it, the gnoll keeps coming for more. Nothing compared to this guy. Once there was this guy who claimed to be the king of Felwith, so he led his army on, but they never made it. They got ambushed by some little bunnies. They simply couldn't believe it, the guards were laughing so hard.
Gangster Outlinks.
The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
there. Hey,
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
And we are back. Jethro Silverwing Show. Online Gaming Radio. It is Tuesday, March 4th.
2008.
It is. Amazing.
And in 6 days.
Dum dum dum.
In 6 days, an event monumental importance shall take place. The earth shall tremble. Jethel turns 37.
Say it's not true.
Yes, I'm an old. My birthday next week. So I guess you could say the vacation to the summit this weekend will be my birthday present.
That's a vacation.
Yeah, why not? Even though I have an itinerary and there are things I have to do.
Oh, poor thing.
Well,
like they're not going to be fun. You get to meet Grimwell
and Delmon.
And Dawn, and Brenlo.
I want pictures.
And
oh,
Amy.
I'm bringing my camera with me. It has a pretty good camera. I mean, my phone with me, I should say. I have
Why'd you take the camera?
Because I don't want more stuff to lose.
The camera. I mean, the phone camera sucks. We want good pictures.
My phone camera's fine.
Sucks.
So yeah, we're going to meet Delmon and Brenlo, and I have a t-shirt made for Smedley, so I really hope I get to meet John Smedley.
Delmon would like to know if that has a wide-angle lens on it.
You know, we never tried it in the bedroom, so I'm not sure.
It has a bunch of settings on it. I mean, it goes...
Yeah, I can zoom in and out, and I know what Delmon's getting at.
There's a little thingy here that shows a bunch of people, so I would say that's like a wide angle, maybe. And then there's one that's like one person. So yeah,
hon, I'm not.
You're
bringing,
covered.
I am not bringing your phone with me. I have enough stuff.
No!
I'm probably going to lose
camera.
Hon,
you're gonna lose nothing.
I guarantee I'm not coming home with this digital recorder.
What?
I guarantee it. I'm gonna forget it somewhere.
That was your birthday present. You hurt my feelings.
Some cleaning person is going to find it some, you know, like 2 days later and be playing it and be like, this is Drunken Dwarf at the winter summit here online. I plan on doing that, by the way. If they have some kind of a question and answer thing where people can stand up and ask questions, I'm gonna take my digital recorder with me and I'm going to stand up. Pardon me. Cheese and Nibblebuns here for Narathian News.
I dare you to do that. That'd be funny.
I'm going to do it.
So, you know, I
Drunken Dwarf at the Jethel Silverwing Show online game and radio. When are we going to see more dwarf women?
Why don't I get some zip ties from work and we'll just zip tie it to you.
Yeah.
Oh.
So Delmon and I, I'm sure, are going to cause a little bit of trouble anyway. I'm not going on the whale watch, though. I'm not real good with boats. Never really have been. So I'm going to skip the whale watch.
You just don't want to feed the fish.
Yeah, I don't want to fall overboard and get swallowed, okay? How's that?
You wouldn't fall over.
So... No, I'm not.
They'll throw in Del to save you if you do.
Delmon's afraid that they're going to release him to the wild. Delmon, I'm a big guy myself. I understand what you're talking about entirely. He got. Delmon got lucky.
Is that why they
say whale watching?
Sorry.
What the hell are you doing?
Huh?
What the hell are you doing? What is cracking you up so much?
Nothing.
What?
Hmm?
What?
Well, you just guys are saying you and Del are both big guys, and then you guys are going whale watching, and never mind.
Yes, that was the gist of it, yes.
And then you wonder why I'm laughing my head off down here.
Oh, for Christ's sake. I'm 6'3 and 350 pounds. I'm a big guy. So, anyway.
They're not going to try and toss you over either.
No, I'm not going to the whale watch, so. So, yeah, I have a guildmate coming out to visit me. He lives in the area, and he wants to meet me, so we're going to hang out for the afternoon and, you know, have lunch, have a good time, you know, and then I'll continue on with the summit stuff afterward. So, I got plans. I got plans. I'll be good. I got the official itinerary today. Itinerary and stuff. And it's, you know, signed right here by... by Amy, who is Brenlow's woman. I have a cab voucher.
That's going to take you one place.
Yep. It's just going to take me from the airport to the hotel, and that's it. So if I want to do anything else, cab's on me. But that's okay. Luckily for me, this summit falls right the day after I get paid. So I'm good, actually. This falls perfectly. So, you know, I'm not going to be able to, like, paint the town red or anything like that, but at least I'm not going there broke, you know?
No, purple's out. It's chartreuse now.
Ew. Stop it. So, yeah, while I'm in California...
little pink flowers.
And, yeah, I mean, while I'm in California, I'm going to be the total tourist and try to find some souvenir-type stuff to bring back with me.
Like blue Priuses. Never mind.
No, not like, not powder blue Priuses. Or, you know, who knows? I mean, San Diego, I might be able to find a Smedley to bring home with me. Maybe a Delmon.
I think you should take a sign down with you that says, save the server hamsters.
Ooh, there we go. Hold up a big sign during the Q&A, free the server hamsters.
Yeah. There you go.
The server hamster liberation front. No, don't free them. They're infected with rage. Yeah. You ought to see the sight in my house right now, folks. Dole is laying on the ground, and Venok is sitting on top of him. And what the hell form is that?
Those are those little fishy things.
They're drunk.
Fishy things.
Yeah, because Dole's drunk. No, Dole's drunk. Ven is not drunk.
No, Dole's drunk.
Yep,
Well, I kind of had a hand in that. I kept giving him blood wine.
Oh, great. You get to clean it up then.
You realize he's a minor, right?
I have no idea where he got it from.
So you are corrupting youth.
That's a change of tune.
You are corrupting youth, and I love you all more for it. I've taught her so well.
You're so proud.
Come to the Legion of Kithkar. Corrupt youth. Oh, God. We're going to have the FBI looking at us. Oh, boy. So, yeah. So, I look forward to meeting people. And, you know, Delmon. I'm really hoping I get to meet Smedley because I got this t-shirt made for him. It came in yesterday. It looks pretty good. It doesn't look as good as I was hoping it was going to look, but it looks pretty good. It's got the words in big... you know, big letters there. It says Smedley right across the chest with the epic borders on the outside. Three arrows up, and underneath it, it says, what would you like your tombstone to say?
You were supposed to keep that a secret.
Why? Maybe now he'll want to meet me. You know, if he doesn't like my songs, he doesn't like my show, whatever. He wants the t-shirt. He's going to wear that around the office. We ought to get one made for like, Brenlow and Grimwell, too. You know, like, the song, The Night Smedley Went Uber?
You whacked Brenlo in like the first sentence of the, or the first stanza of the song. And just because he was closest to the door, you know, I just, God.
Smedley goes nuts, kills the entire dev team. You gotta love it.
Need some ale there.
All right, let's see what else we got in our notes here. We have, let's see. Well, the new loot system is in place, and now when something gets looted, you can choose need or greed.
Need, or round robin.
Need, greed. Well, yeah. I mean, well, round robin is going to be in the group options, but the in the thingy itself, in the default chat loot window, will be need or greed. And as, I think as long as people are actually honest about whether or not they need it or want it, I think it'll turn out well. Hello, Katrina. Katrina's in my house.
Well, the way I understand it, well, like when I was grouped up with Theo, I've had it set for need agreed on anything above, what was it, treasured, I guess. And anything underneath that was doing a round robin.
Ah, all right.
See?
All right. And let's see what else we got here. Of course, the shinies will now be offered to the group.
I like that. Yes, I like that a lot.
Will now be offered to the group instead of just the individual person. Which, if the person needs it and they looted it and they harvested it and they don't get it, could be, you know, a pisser.
But well, if you're in a group, you know.
If there are new frog block mannequins available.
Those are funny. I saw the pictures.
Yeah, I saw the pictures too. Those look pretty cool. There is more faction grinding and faction crafted items. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot. Of course, Den Mom's got a really good write-up over on EQ2Traders.com and a listing of what all you can get. In some ways, there's been some comparisons on the board as far as I was looking at some of the tailored stuff, and some of it isn't as good as what we can craft now. But some of it is pretty good. There's going to be things like, well, for the carpenters, they can craft things that will increase your house items by 50. You can only use it once, you know, one per character per house. So you can increase the limit on your house by 50. Or, there's another one that was really cool, for those houses that are, don't quite have the six slots, which is the maximum you can have. Like on my house, I think I have five house slots. There's an item that they can craft that will allow you to increase the house slots.
We're getting a correction by Elena in the
they changed it to 100?
Changed it to 100, apparently.
Wow. Because the last time I looked, it was 50.
You know what? I'm just going to take a swig of this honey raw here. Maybe it'll help throw it out a little bit.
Cool. Yay, Domino.
Hmm?
Gotta love Domino. She changed it.
Woo, Domino!
Gotta love Domino. You got. If you meet her, you give her a big hug from me and a thank you.
She deserves
one from you too, because you're not so frustrated in you know, trade skills anymore.
Oh, definitely, definitely. If Domino's going to be at the summit, I'm going to give her. I'm just going to, you know, sweep her off her feet and give her a nice deep, wet kiss. I mean, and ask her to bear my children.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. Will you bear my children? And then she'll, you know, call the police and have me dragged away. But, you know, that's how we roll in the Legion of Kithacor. That's how we roll, baby. Right, Xanadi?
I don't roll anywhere.
She doesn't roll anywhere. She jumps, she hops, she skips.
Now can I come up with the other one?
No.
Or do you want me to go into the faction stuff?
Now, I tell you what, why don't we talk about voice chat in EQ2? There, I brought it up. Okay, you can go ahead and talk about it, because I didn't read the thing. Go right ahead.
No, but I love it. Everybody can now just dump, you know, team speak out the window. What's the other one? Vitro, bye-bye. and what else is there? Because I think I've got all
Skype.
Skype's different. We're talking about, you know, all the ones that you have to have a server for. TeamSpeak, Vitro. Mm-hmm. What's the other one? There's another one.
I understand the voice chat thing in World of Warcraft sucks ass.
It's because it's tied in with their servers. This is going to be taking place, you know, through a different company. No, I said Vitro.
Ventrilo.
TeamSpeak. And, like I said, there's one more. I mean, I haven't used it in for, like, ever, but I have it.
Not a clue.
But basically, you can dump all those. They're going to go with, what's the name of the company? I put it on the notes.
I don't know. I made my own notes. Let's see. Vivox.
Yes. So, the difference between, like, WoW, which is running it through the game servers, and this other, it'll be running through this other company. Mm. Be separate. It's not going to, in fact, jeopardize the bandwidth, in other words. Mm. It'll be on their servers.
I have to interrupt. Mm. And if my mom is having to listen to this podcast, which I sincerely doubt, I just have to say, will you please stop sending me spam? My mom keeps sending me this crap that I couldn't care less about, and I've told her to stop it.
Well, she's just sharing.
And every week she sends me some kind of hoax. Don't do this or, friggin' rats will crawl into your ear and eat your brain. What the hell are you talking about, Mom?
Rats that are crawling into your head, eating your brain.
My brain. I keep telling, and I linked her a site that, dispels all these internet hoaxes and stuff like that. And I keep linking it to her. It's like, will you please check this out before you mass email everyone on your address book? Please.
Yes, I know other games have tried it, but usually they use their own servers. Uh-huh. But from what I've read of this, now give me a second, guys, because I've got to pull up my notes. One of the things I read about it, it's going to be for North American players. Okay, so all the European players can boo. One of the little blurbs that they put in here was. You can use it for chat for your groups, your raids. It's not going to tie up the bandwidth.
What about cybersex? Can you use it for cybersex?
Probably. If you want your voice to sound completely different, they can do that.
Ooh, I like that.
Late for your raid, but want to take part in the group setup by cell phone, you can do that. So if you're running late and you're not even home, you can use your cell phone to contact the group in this voice program and tell them right then and there from your cell phone, hey guys, I'm running late, but let me in.
Right.
You want some in-game voicemail? They're going to do it.
In-game voicemail. You have one new voicemail.
There you go.
First message. Delmon, this is your mother. They told me I have only 1 week to message deleted.
Playing a non-Sony game, but still want to use the service free of charge? There you go.
Woo!
So, things that I've read about, it seems really good. It's supposed to be high quality. Multiple voice channels. We can have one for the guild. You could have one going for the raid. You probably don't know how to switch between the two, but it's all going to be running on their servers.
Oh, good Lord. I always have my TV going on when I'm...
Yeah.
I have a message for Ralph Nader. Time to give it the fuck up.
Why? Does he look like death warmed over?
He's running for president again.
Oh, please. It's supposed to be part of the station launcher.
Ralph Even Nader?
No, this voice thing. Ralph Nader's...
Okay.
He climbs out of his coffin every once in a while. He looks terrible last time I saw him. And when this is going to happen, I don't know.
She doesn't know. You're supposed to know. You are supposed to know these things.
Well, it's in beta testing right now. And they just announced this February 20th. So, soon? Maybe a month or two?
We shall find out. All right, so let's see here. So what's going on? Xanadai is looking on as Dole is collapsed on the floor, and his head is being gnawed on by Venok, who's in some kind of fish form.
Dole's not feeling a thing. I keep giving him drinks.
I don't know. Dole keeps crying out.
I give an inventory pull.
Dole keeps crying out, "Ah, my head!" as Venok keeps gnawing on his skull.
I don't want to know.
He was licking his
back of his head. I got a tell from him that said, "Help me."
It looks very.
He was
it looks
licking
very
the back
bad.
Of his head. It was awful.
I gotta say, this looks really bad, though. I mean, Venok has just sat down on Dole's ass. This has got to be the gayest thing I think I've ever seen. Venok, for crying out loud, he's a 15-year-old boy. And you can hear Dole in the background there.
And Angela Correa says that... well, I'll have to scroll back, but she hasn't tried it yet, but she's qualified to do so, and as soon as she figures out how to work it, she's going to let us all know what she thinks of it.
Oh, good. All right, then.
So, yay. Cool. I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be cool, because when you go on these bigger raids and stuff, like through the League, they use Skype, and then if you go, not Skype, TeamSpeak, and then you go to a different group of people and they happen to be using in vitro. You know, it's just like, oh my god. And if you don't have this, like Xan found out one night.
It's Ventrilo.
Ventrilo. And as Xan found out one night when she went on a raid because they didn't, what was it, TeamSpeak or Ven? Ventrilo they were using.
They had Ven. I have TeamSpeak. I play a different game, and we use TeamSpeak.
And they didn't really were nice to you about it.
No, they were not.
Which I think was
rude. And from what I am understanding, more and more raids are that way.
Yeah, because it's easier for the raid leader to give out instructions.
Yeah, true, I suppose.
Than to sit there and type. Well, the few times we've used... TeamSpeak, when we've grouped up and went out hunting together, we had a blast. It was fun.
I have no idea. I know nothing.
Nothing.
I used to know stuff.
You did?
I used to.
Used to? I thought you still did.
I don't know.
And I'm out killing these jungle thingies.
Jungle thingies?
Yeah, they look like brutes, but they're jungle thingies. Junger something or others.
Jungle thingies.
Quacha. Quachas?
Crotch biters? What?
These thingies.
Quachas.
There. Quatches.
You know, kind of like Sasquatches.
Yeah.
Quatches.
Jungle Quatches.
Yes, Jungle Quatches.
Jungle Quatches, doo 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 doo.
Jungle Quatches have no honor.
They don't?
They have no honor. Just like your cat.
He has honor.
The cat has no honor.
Yes, he does.
No,
wait. Plenty of honor.
It's the dog.
The dog.
The dog has no honor.
I'm beginning to wonder if you forgot that.
Your cat is one with great honor.
Shut up, Eric.
Yes, the fish has no honor at this
no
moment.
No honor.
The fish has no honor.
It's pretty bad.
And in the position they're in, there's no honor in this.
I don't want to know.
I'm going to have to take a screenshot.
I did.
You did?
A couple.
I'm taking a better screenshot here. Let me see. Take a screenshot there. Let's get rid of the UI.
Oh, God. Is that right? He's whining over here now.
I'm going to go behind and get a shot from behind.
Oh, no. That I didn't do.
Nah, you can't see anything. The fish thing has a tail.
That's just wrong.
I don't want to know what he's doing with that tail.
No, it's just wrong. I'm really glad.
I've always told you, Eric likes to eat fish.
Yeah.
Oh, that was bad.
This is all kinds of wrong.
God, I might just have to give him the other 40 alcoholic drinks I got on me.
Are we bad?
Thank God you have the warning on this show.
Did you even run that?
I did. I ran it at
the... Oh, good.
I always do it at the beginning of the show, and I also ran it again at 8. So there.
I'm not sure if it's a good thing or a bad thing for the fact of the guys feign death face down, and the girls feign death face up.
Well, it's how we die, too.
Yep.
Well, they don't want you to squish your boobs.
Is that it? No squishy boobs?
No squishy boobs.
Not with that.
True Flight is telling me that we actually do fall on our chest, but our boobs bounce us back.
Ah,
and flip us over.
Exactly. Flip us straight over.
That'll do it. That'll do it every time.
Well, I want to know why we don't float then.
Hmm.
Breasts are flotation devices, aren't they?
Well, you'd have to tell me. I don't know.
Maybe they're just really water balloons?
I don't know. Could be.
In that case, we'd sink.
Hmm.
We would be going down boob first. La 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 la. Jungle book.
What?
Jungle quattros, or what did we say they were?
Quatches.
Quatches. Jungle quatches. Na na na. Jungle quatches. Down to the tune of Jungle Boogie.
Jungle
quatches. Okay, fine. I thought it was amusing.
Well, I'm out of notes. I'm out of notes. That's pretty much all I had for today. You know what? Let's go ahead and take a music break. It's 8:30. We're going to go ahead and take a music break. Let me set some stuff up. Talk amongst yourselves.
11:30 where I am.
Well, you're like on the other side of the country.
Yeah.
West Said!
With electricity.
What?
She has electricity.
Yeah. So do we.
Yeah. Somebody else didn't on the East Coast for a while.
Tell me.
Oh, we should do that. Play Smarter Than a Jethel. That wouldn't be too hard.
Oh, watch it.
That is about right.
You know what I mean.
Oh, wait a minute. We have something to play here.
You do?
Yes, well, Drunken Dwarf and Cheez-It worked up another episode of Norathian News. So, let me load up the... Let me load up the new Norathian News, and we'll get some music going on after that. I don't know, maybe I'll play another... an older episode of Ask a Drunken Dwarf. What do you think?
Sounds good.
Seeing how nobody's contributing new questions to the Drunken Dwarf in a while, I have no idea which one's which. I'm just going to choose one at random here. Hey, do me a favor. Roll a random between 1 and 24. That's the episode we'll do.
Five.
All right, we'll do episode number 5 of Ask a Drunken Dwarf after the Norathian News. Five. I just have them numbered. I have no idea what's in the episodes because I'm a horrible MP3 person. Okay, so here we go. We're going to take a little bit of a break, have some music, have some fun, and wonderful times. And we'll be back.
Jethel Silverwing Show, in association with Online Gaming Radio, now present Narathian News with Cheez-It Nibblebuns and the Drunken Dwarf. And now, Cheez-It Nibblebuns!
Hello, everyone! This is Cheez-It Nibblebuns with the Narathian News! Narath is abuzz with bees! Yes, the Ember Hornets of Kunark and the Bixies of Rivervale have joined forces in a strike to stop all honey production in Norath. Local hives of regular bees, who don't seem to understand what the problem is, see they should all just buzz off and go pollinate themselves. In local news, the Iron Forge Estate released a report saying that the rise in harvested items may be contributing to a slump in the Kenosian economy. Although the royal treasurer was reluctant to call the current situation a recession, local economists speculate that we're all doomed. And now, Narathian sports with the Drunken Dwarf. Woo, Dwarf!
Yes, hello, and welcome to Narathian sports. In the world of professional dueling, the world was stunned to hear of the upcoming duel between the self-proclaimed best paladin in Norath, Paladin Stormbreaker, and a 15-foot-tall hill giant at Duel Mania 42. Everyone is speculating, but the money's on the hill giant to snap that little gnome paladin in half. Aha! I've got my money on the hill giant. Okay, well, next I had planned some wacky raid bloopers, but then I remembered that this is a radio broadcast and you can't see them anyway. Oh, feel like a damned fool. Okay, back to you, Cheez-It!
Hey, thanks, Dwarf! This has been Narathian News with Cheez-It Nibblebuns and the Drunken Dwarf. Remember, you can find us only right here on the Jethro Silverwing Show, Online Gaming Radio. And now, back to Jethro Silverwing!
The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
I just got a gigantic stick up
here. Hey, watch it, watch it.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
You're listening to Jethel Silverwing right here on Online Gaming Radio.
All righty, we're back.
As opposed to being front...
Exactly. And Xanadai has fallen asleep on us.
I have not. I'm right here.
You fell asleep!
We can hear these little... Chill!
What confuses...
Look at your face. It says Kiwi now.
What confused the hell out of me when she started mumbling, Cheez-It.
Yeah, I'm beginning to wonder, you know. A little cheese action on the side, huh?
Mm-hmm. See what's going on.
Jealous?
No. Trust me, once you wake up to crumbs in the bed and little cheese pieces, you know, stuck in your hair.
Oh, and how would you know this? How would you know this, Eloquent? You've been screwing around with Cheez-It? You know what they say, once you go over Tonga, you go running for Dwarf.
I was running away from Dwarf. Well, I'm out hunting Taterback. I like that. Taterback gorillas.
Tatterback.
Tatter?
Tatter.
I like Tater. Can we just call them Taters? Taterback gorillas?
Tater. That's okay. You can call them taters.
All right. Tatterback gorillas. They're kind of fun.
Tatterback gorillas, yes. See, they're called tatterback gorillas because they're tattered. Tattered. Get it? Tatterback gorillas.
They don't look any different than this other one that I've got next to me, which is the Highland gorilla. He's just smaller.
However, have I ever mentioned that she screws up words a lot?
I never noticed.
Really? Well, you, I mean, heaven forbid she starts worshiping the god Kariana.
Rana.
Yes, but you say Kariana all the damn
time. I have said that before, yes. But not all the time.
Have you been into the blood wine tonight, too?
No. Hey, speaking of Kariana, isn't he supposed to be in the game somewhere?
I think so. Yeah, they released Kariana, didn't they?
Yeah, but where is he?
You mean he's actually supposed to be in the game somewhere?
Yes! You know, you talk to him, say, hi, how's it going?
The Tribunal Council is supposed to be in game, too, and I went out looking for him and could not find him. It should be in every...
Okay, we're getting messages in the channel saying that he's in Tamora's Deep.
Oh, that would be interesting to see if he's
I gotta
there.
Go freaking find him.
I'll join you. I've got a couple more tatterback gorillas to kill, and then I can leave.
Just make sure you spread some cheese on those gorillas. Some cheese, some bacon bits.
Nothing goes better than cheese on a tater. Tatter.
So let me ask the people who know what the heck they're talking about in the channel. Do you actually have to do the quest in order to see Kariana, or can we just go up and say, hey, what's going on, dude?
You should be able to see him.
I would hope so.
He should be a regular spawned mob.
Really?
From what I've noticed in the pictures and stuff that they've posted, and they're not telling you exactly where they are.
Oh, okay, okay.
So
Talk is telling us that only one god appears at any given time. So it's one of those things where their people have to sacrifice on the altars and pray and stuff. Okay, all right. Well, when he does spawn, he's in Tamora's Deep.
Right. Well, that would be why I can't find the Tribunal.
Well, probably. I mean,
I've been down there a couple times looking and haven't found anything.
Where are they supposed to be?
They're supposed to be, I believe, in Everfrost.
Oh. Well, that makes perfect sense, you know. Tribunal, you know, in a frozen wasteland. Makes sense to me. I mean, as much as anything else in EverQuest, I suppose. Venok, get off of Dole. Now he's in a giant wolf form on top of him. And
well, you were playing Spirit of the Wolf.
Exactly. And he's
got him pinned.
It's wrong. It's just so wrong.
Think of the life experience Dole's getting right now.
I mean, the
Tribunal used to be from Hallis?
Hallis.
Yeah, they are right. I thought, the barbarians.
So where the heck is Hallis?
Hallis used to
be in Everfrost.
What's that?
Used to be in Everfrost.
Well, yeah, I know that.
Hallis used to be the barbarian city.
I know that.
But where it is now?
Yeah, I mean, we can go all over Everfrost. We, you know, ruins or something.
I don't think there is any. It's probably underwater.
Could be.
It's pretty much underwater. It was destroyed from the lore that I read and understood. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong. The Tribunal is actually what the downfall of Hallis was.
Jackasses. Rowane is telling us in the channel that there is a collapsed tunnel in Blackboro that says Hallis, and which would make sense because Blackboro had a tunnel which led pretty close to Hallis.
Yeah, there is. You have to go along the river up top and then
up to the river and through the woods.
Well, up to the river and under the
Two Tribunals house we go.
They never say why the tribunal was punishing the barbarians, what they did or anything. I never found that.
The tribunal were jealous of those barbarian women's massive breasts. That's all I have to say about it. Five guys with gigantic hammers and skimpy little robes. They were jealous of those gigantic breasts. But I don't care who knows it. Come on after me, tribunal.
Dance a follower, tribunal. Watch it.
Oh, what is she going to do? I'm tired.
You are.
I am.
She plays executioner for him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess it's time for me to come in. My bags are all full. It's been a good hunting night.
Well, good. Glad you had a good time.
Not so good on harvesting, but... Well, I shouldn't say that. I got more meat for Olman.
Well, there you go. So let me get this straight. Your sack is full, and you have meat for Olman.
Mm-hmm.
Woohoo!
Olman.
Julium.
Julium. Okay, fine. Yes.
I don't think the audience wanted to know about your sack, actually.
I don't have a sack.
Well, you have several, according to you.
Backpacks! Okay, fine.
Alright, that's not bad, I suppose. So, Zan, what are you up to, besides watching Venok destroy Dole?
Just sitting talking to Angela Coria. She's questioning me about Murray.
Ah.
Murray would be my seventh... He's my seventh hammer pet from the tribunal. She says he looks like a little bandit in the woods. And he's neat.
He's neat.
He's neat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she realizes he's there as, you know... He actually gives wisdom, is what he does. I think it's, let's see, it's 33 wisdom, which works out well for Zan because it boosts her heal.
Oh, there you go. You need that heal, especially when you're hunting with me or Venok.
Yeah, and you know, most of the time I use it on one of you guys, mm-hmm. and then I die.
Well, you're not supposed to die. You're supposed to do that feign death thing. You know, feign death.
I fake it too well, apparently.
Uh-huh. So you're saying you fake it with me?
So that didn't come out right, did it?
You're faking it with me. I see how you are. This show suddenly took a turn for the worse.
Always.
Who is this guy? There's been this guy on a rhino over here in south in the Kinos docks for like weeks. Dude's been AFK for weeks. What the hell he's doing?
God knows.
Was he a barbarian or something?
So you're in the harbor?
Yeah, I'm in the harbor right now.
Well, don't go nowhere. I got some stuff for you. All
right. Yes, against my better judgment, I'm in the harbor. Now I'm in the water.
In the harbor? Ew!
And now the reason I'm in the water in the harbor is because of the lag.
Which is why I'm wondering why you're in the harbor.
Yeah, I was going to go check a broker.
Well, there's a broker in South Kinos.
I knew that.
Okay.
And from what I understand, stuff that's in the works, there's going to be a lot more brokerage.
They're already in.
They're already in.
Oh, they're already in.
They came with the update today.
And banks.
As are new bells.
Excellent. I'm going to go check out those bells right now. I'm going to go over to the harbor and see where these new points are.
There's quite a few of them. I did it earlier.
Okay,
why don't you meet me in South Kinos?
All right, I'll see what we got here.
bebop over to South Kinos.
Okay, let's see. So I want to travel within Kinos. Let's see here.
Ring-a-ding.
North Kinos, South Kinos. Those are pretty much the only new things here. How about outside of Kinos? Anything new there?
Nope. No.
Nothing new there.
It's all within Kinos.
Alright, so I will go to South Kinos to see where I end up. And there I go. Oh, by the way, folks, I just want to let everyone know that we do have a temporary replacement in our producers for the week. A 4-pound bucket of jelly beans could not be here this week. So he is being replaced temporarily by a carton of Whoppers.
Yes, the jelly beans fell a little low this week.
Actually, I just forgot to go to Costco.
You're not supposed to sell them that.
Okay, I am down by the water and right in front of you, actually. There we go.
Yeah, I know. You're not supposed to tell him things like that. You ruin the illusion.
Well, that's where he lives.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. God. Yes, he lives in Costco. And the Iron Forge Exchange has moved into North Kinos.
Yes, to where the furniture store is.
Uh-huh.
What?
And there's some crafting table stuff up above, but then you will find a normal crafting instance down in the basement.
I see. Now, your warg is drooling extra heavily today.
Well, I just got through coming out from the field. We've been running hard and fighting hard, and
that's
know,
gross.
He's just a little winded.
Well, I could have done without the dragon.
Well, fine, hand it back to me. I'll sell it.
I don't have the Lauren Legend.
I think you finished it.
Did I?
Okay. Yeah.
You have it back.
What about these two?
I could use the needles.
All right, fine.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, that's how I get all of my quests done. Elkin goes out and hunts in places that I have no business being in. Right, hon?
Yep.
So she goes out and goes hunting in places I have absolutely no business being in. And comes back with a full collection for me, and I go ding.
Yeah, there's supposed to be a mender around here, too. Let me see if one of the guards knows where the mender is. Let me go ask the captain here. Captain Chapman.
Chapman?
Chapman. Yeah, Chapman. And he is pointing somewhere directly to the west. And above me.
And above you.
And above me, so that puts him up on one of the other streets. Hmm. West and above me.
I see.
And it's blinking. Yeah, let's see.
Mender is in the bag and barrel, according to Angel Coria.
Oh, that's no fun. But she's right. Yep. And the banker.
And the new banker. All right.
Yep. And he fixed me up really good. See? Oh, this is cool. And there's a sewing table in here and a woodworking table. That's nice. And the banker.
Mm-hmm.
And a stove, and general goods, and a bartender. What's the general good guy have on him today? And the general good guy has a lot of sewing stuff, which reminds me, I need to make Skyheart a dress here.
Ooh. Yes, Skyheart got bought two in the auction. And she's going to have a date with Danger Mouse. Danger Mouse.
I might go up for auction, but that'll be for the Festival of Unity.
Danger Mouse, running around, messing up your house. Danger Mouse.
Hey, Zan, I'm putting some more,
stuff
in the bank.
Okay.
That you will probably need to pull out.
Yay.
Bow tie.
Okay.
Yogi, yogi.
Zan ended up selling for 4.7 flat.
Hmm? Yep. Zan got bought.
Zan was not happy about it. She doesn't wear dresses very well either.
Oh, you look pretty. Stop it.
Standing in a bright pink dress.
And now I'm going to eat a waffle. She's like, no, don't eat me. Don't eat me. I'm like, yes, I'm going to eat you.
Poor whoppers. They never had a chance.
Nope.
Angela Corey is stuck in the Guildhall trees.
Uh-oh. Yes, people visiting my house up in the attic may want to be careful. I have actually gotten stuck in those trees and I put them there.
That's pretty bad.
And now Norathian News brings you live gambling! With Jethel and Giggle Giggle Goblin.
Well, let's see, I only got two that time. Nothing that time, jerk goblin. And only one. What the hell? Come on. We got five in a row and lost the sixth one a couple of weeks ago. Jerks. Oh boy, I got 10 silver out of the 50 that I just spent. I'm just a glutton I'm a glutton for freaking punishment, you know that?
Did you hit the button again?
I did.
Yes, yeah, see?
So let's see. The jackpot on the Antonia Bale server right now is up to 58 platinum, 99 gold.
And what was it when it was won?
1,000 something.
I believe it was like 1,093.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. Well, I'm giving up gambling. At least for tonight.
Gambling is the root of all evil.
I thought I was the root of all evil.
Are you?
Nah, not all evil. Just the fun evil.
Oh, okay.
No, they say Trinity's evil.
Well, you know, I'm not the, I'm not like the, you know, the baby slasher evil or something like that. I'm the, you know, take your 16-year-old son out, get him drunk, and
I took Dolan out, got him drunk.
Oh, there you guys are.
Huh? What? You did what to me?
Oh, I'm just gonna stand here and let the war drool on Zan for a second.
This is my new gi. Back off. Yuck.
Drooling all over the gi.
Oh yuck! No yuck! War drool.
It's pretty. I like it.
That drill's gross.
But it's a cure-all.
Yeah. You're gonna rust Ben's swords.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Rust them. Rust Ben's swords.
Oh, you got him in the face. That was nasty.
That was a big one.
Hair
hanging
gel.
Off, wasn't it?
That's gross. Right in his face.
Yeah. Little specks of drool flying through the air.
Drool.
All right.
We have
fine.
A date.
All right, put the log away. Happy.
And welcome back to Sweeney Toad. Attend the tale of Sweeney Toad.
We have a ding in the guild.
Oh, did I miss something? Ding in the guild.
Rowane.
Oh, Rowane.
Seven reindeer.
Rowane has just made 47. Let's give Rowane a
Watch
big
your
old.
Language.
What?
Eric. Dole.
There we go. Big old ding for Rowane. Congratulations. Oh, yeah, I guess they did move the Iron Forge estate, didn't they?
Yeah, they moved a lot of stuff.
Yeah, the entrance is gone. Well, where did it go now?
I haven't been down there to know.
I'll look around. You know, I got a problem with people like this. There's a ranger over here. There's a ranger over here named Fletching Longbow. Now, that's just against the rules. I like his outfit, though.
Where?
Huh?
Where is he?
In North Kinos. He's right in front of the, what is this? Cloth spinners.
You're in North Kinos?
Yes. Where do you think I was gambling? There's no gambling goblins in South Kinos.
Oh.
No. Oh, there it is. I'm forward to seeing that exchange right there. Let's go inside and take a look around. Ooh, this person has a quest for me. Oh, work orders. No, I don't want to do a work order right now. Crafting trainers, chemistry sets... Forges, yes. So it looks like there's what? One of each? One of each of the work tables on the inside and possibly more of them downstairs. Let's go downstairs and check it out, shall we? Hey, it's Danger Mouse! Danger Mouse!
Yeah, he just got here.
Yep, he popped up right in front of me. Look at him, he's all white and so cute. Oh, he just ran away. Didn't even say hello to me, thanks. Not that I care, I don't care. I see how you people are. Zan would have said hi to me. Right, Zan?
He's short, maybe he didn't notice it was you.
Making excuses for him now, are you? Yep, and on the inside is just your typical trade skill instance. What the heck? Hey, that's cool. The door's open for you now.
They've done that for a while, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I haven't even noticed.
You don't go back into those rooms because the woodworking tables... Right in the main hall.
Yeah, true. I haven't been back to a forge in a long time. Not since the subcombines went away. I'm gonna take the cap off my mic. Why? I'm just bored. Hello, everyone. I wonder how sensitive this thing is to say. Pidoo-bow, pidoo-bow. Oh, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, that kind of sucks. Let's put this cat back on.
He's playing with things.
I think it's a guy thing.
Well, yeah, but he does this every time.
Well, you know, as a guy, it's my job. It's my job to take things apart.
And?
Sometimes put them back together.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Only sometimes?
Huh?
And the rest of the time?
Yeah, we just kind of leave hanging around, you know.
I'll get to it next week.
Let's see, what sort of thingies do I got? Priests. That's not priests.
You got, like, stuff.
Yeah, I got stuff again. Is that Sam that just ran by again? No.
No, I'm staying still.
I have something for the priests and something for the guards. Good.
Cool.
La 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 la. Whee! I have all these friggin' lunch pails in my inventory that I either need to get with a group to go to City of Mist and deliver, or I'm gonna just delete the quest. I already have them in there.
Huh.
And why these guys are working with a bunch of undead things floating around that are deaf to everybody, I don't know. And how in the world are they going to eat their lunch?
Mm-hmm. With ketchup?
That's what I want to know, is why they want to kill us, but they don't want to kill the other guys who are plundering up there.
Plunder.
Something wrong here. Let's see, where am I? Okay. Oh, I keep forgetting. Oh, sorry. I gotta go back. I have a couple more spells I can examine.
Well, there you go. All right, well, you know, I think it's that time of the night where we just completely run out of crap to talk about. So I'm
going to... Yes, I'm still awake.
Yes, you are.
Yes, she still is. I haven't heard a thunk yet.
Mm.
Well, it's going on 1 a.m. here. 12:30.
That's late. But you had
well,
fun.
It wouldn't be so bad if yesterday I hadn't saw 4:30.
Yeah, that does
then
hurt.
That didn't hurt as bad as when the alarm went off at 6.
Yeah.
That could be painful.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
I have a smoldering shard, a reflective smoldering shard.
Ooh.
Means I can get a mirror made.
No. I need a doctor.
Oh, suck it up.
I know, he's whining.
You're a monk. Get over it.
Hmm?
Yep.
You're a silver wing, damn it. Show some spine. Oh, wait. Then I broke it.
That's why he's out here whining.
Wah.
My back is broke.
Well, that's what you get for being drunk.
Yeah. He does that to himself.
Oh, I know. Okay, so I'm loading up the typical songs that usually get requested. Falling... Kithakor theme. La Vida Loca. Let's see here.
He's loading things up.
What's that one that True Flight likes?
I thought it was
Gnome.
I think I'm a gnome now.
That's right. There it is. We'll get that loaded up there. And I got enough for the rest of the night. So we're just going to go ahead and play music for the rest of the night. We've officially run out of stuff to talk about. This is Jethel Silver, right? Let me hit this button.
You're listening to Jethel Silverwing.
Yep, this is Jethel Silverwing show, right? It is 9:30 on the West Coast. The creator of Dungeons & Dragons is dead. Has anyone rezzed him yet?
Oh.
No,
I think he's still dead. All right, well.
They were joking earlier that he missed his saving throw.
Yeah. From what I understand, the guy had a wicked sense of humor. He would have thought that was hilarious.
Yep.
You know, I can see them putting that on his tombstone. Missed saving throw. Or, damn it.
Don't doubt it.
It's like, damn it, rolled an 01.
Yeah.
You realize his tombstone is going to be the shape of a 20-sided die.
Right? Looks like not everybody heard. Yeah.
Oh.
Today.
Not everyone heard? Yeah.
69.
Yeah. Nyack is dead. Died today. Horrible dungeon accident, I hear.
Yeah, he'd been sick for a long time.
Oh, what can you do? Okay, well, we got music lined up here. And anyone you want to say hi to or anything like that there, Elquin? Say goodnight to or whatever?
Just goodnight in general.
All right.
Goodnight, General, wherever you're at. No, I'm just kidding. Boom, boom.
Zan and I, anyone you want to shout out to?
We can all say hi to Delmon.
I'm ready, sure he's gone to bed by now. On the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Hi
Delmon.
All right, well, I guess the music going here. So, good night, everyone. This is the Jethro Silverwing Show. Crap, you know, I almost forgot to put up my ending thing. No, that's okay. I'm going to do that at the end of the night. Okay, so we got the music going on for the next half hour. Enjoy, go hunting, get fat loot.
Hunt things down.
Hunt things down and murder them without
Kill them.
Mercy.
Take their stuff.
That's right. Beat them up and take their milk money. It's what we do best around here. All right, Jethro Silverwing out. Have a good night, everyone. And roll a 20-sided die for the fallen
and
creator.
And
Ben's
right, stay out of the ways.
Yeah, stay out of Jarzus' ways. Good night, everyone.
it was a rainy night. We gathered the team, ready to fight. But it all went bad, enthusiasm's gone. Got a sword to my head, what I gained is gone. Oh, I just died in the fence tonight. Took a fatal blow to the head. I died in the fence tonight.
Hey, all right, that's it for this episode of the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
And I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheese and Nibblemuds!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is Dee Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Linkdeath. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Alcoholic. Sensitivity Seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by three badgers, two giant rats, a four-pound jar of jelly beans, a package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday night at 4 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for me, Jethel Silverwing, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elk Magenta, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.